Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says North Texas is uninsured central.
If Dallas-Fort Worth were a county, they'd be the most uninsured county in all of America.
Speaking at Los Barrios Unidos Community Clinic in West Dallas, Jenkins cited some Texas-sized numbers, and so did Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
500,000 people, a half a million people in Dallas County, do not have insurance. If that was happening with our drivers across this city, we would have a riot.
Rawlings wants to move Dallas from worst to first, but in a state with a governor adamantly opposed to Obamacare, that could be a challenge. So in addition to distributing materials to public libraries and putting information online, the city and federal government are focusing on community clinics. That's why President Obama sent his top spokeswoman, Sebelius, to this one.
Certainly in states with a large uninsured population that will continue to have a large uninsured population without Medicaid expansion, community health centers become a lifeline.
Every day, 300 people come to Los Barrios Unidos for care. Two-thirds of them don't have health insurance.
Hello, I am that person that is uninsured.
Evelyn Hernandez is a single mother living in Dallas. She's been denied coverage because of pre-existing conditions.
So I am very looking forward to have those options that I could afford something, have something for my son and for myself.
So this is about millions of Evelyns all around the country who will have a brand new day starting October 1st.
The state isn't all in, though. Governor Rick Perry has refused to expand Medicaid, the federal and state program for the poor, and that's leaving tens of billions of dollars on the table, and 2.5 million Texans without access to affordable health care. Still, Sebelius is hoping to keep the conversation alive.
We will continue the discussion with the governor and with the Texas legislature.
In the meantime, clinics like Los Barrios Unidos are training navigators to help the uninsured shop on the new marketplace. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.